Hey guys, welcome back to the second episode of the High Podcast. Today we are joined by the usual lot and also a special guest. Special guest, who are you?
Drum roll.
Tap Bull, that's me.
Hey, what's
How you
going
doing?
On?
Hey. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on our show, man. I have no idea why you're crazy enough to come on in the first place, but we appreciate you.
Hey, I like the concept of a Hypixel podcast. You know, I want to see more people talk about stuff from the Hypixel community, so might as well jumpstart and just have me here. So thank you for inviting me.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Appreciate you too, brother.
We should probably start off by talking about how well the first one did, because it's actually done really, really well.
Oh, yeah, like going off Harvey's support.
Oh, great. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Nearly 10K views overall.
Oh, yeah, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, and the average watch time on my channel is like 20 minutes, half an hour, which I don't think has ever been that high. So people are actually super interested.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen like all the tweets, all the replies, like everything. Thank you guys, seriously. It's doing so well. And now the second episode, we have a guest who's bigger than all of us combined. So it's doing pretty well.
Oh, great.
Not that me and James take any like, really help with that at all. But yeah.
We're a huge percentage of the number.
Yeah, on a linear graph, we're going to have James Charles on the third episode.
Oh yes, dude.
It's just going to keep getting more and more. Mm-hmm. PewDiePie by episode four.
It's actually possible now. It's weird how much all the YouTube communities blending together. Like, James Charles will just pop up in a random techno video now.
Yeah,
it could happen, boys.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's strange.
Speaking of YouTube, though, Mr. Tapple, you're quite a successful man.
I suppose so. I mean, I don't really think about the success too much, other than just trying to live off of it, you know what I mean?
That's fair enough, man, that's fair enough. So, yeah, we may as well talk. How did you get started? Because obviously, for those of you that don't know if you've been living under a rock or whatever, but Tapple's pretty big YouTuber over here on Hypixel. Got started making little trap montages, and now he's actually massive. So,
yeah,
tell us about your humble beginnings, Mr. Hardy.
It's kind of weird to think about, but I'm pretty sure I've never made a trap montage before. I've made compilations, I've made individual like shorts of it, but I'm pretty sure I've never made a trap montage. When people think trap montage, they think of me and DFib, but DFib does the montage, not me. Isn't that weird to think about?
Yeah, I kind of see what you mean by that. Yeah, so, yeah.
Anyways,
I just thought it was all one broad term.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were schematics of this stuff.
I don't know.
I just
think about
English.
Cause I'm I started YouTube 5 years ago, which is weird to think about considering like 18 now, which means like I started like when I was like 13, 14.
I completely get you on that, man. Like I joined 5 years ago as well.
It all started when I was just on my little iPhone 4S. Like I think I had my phone, my first phone, like maybe 1 or 2 years in, and I wanted to like play some video games on it. There was an app called Pixel Gun 3D, and what was special about it?
What a game!
What was special about it is that there was like a screen recorder that I haven't really seen from like other video games, or at least from the ones from the iOS store, and you could just record and then just post it on YouTube. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna just start like uploading stuff and just have clips for people to see, so I could just like show them around and like maybe be a part of this community. So what I did was just like like double upload, just made myself like you have to like upload two clips every day and just like grind videos of just like you playing stuff or just having like funny moments and stuff like that, so you could look back and just like see like just the good times of like whatever you did during that time while you were playing.
Two clips a day, that's a grind as well, to be fair.
Well, it sounds like a lot, especially, like, I guess for our standards, but, like, it was just, you hit record, you record something for, like, 5 seconds, and then that's it, and then you just end it, and then it just goes straight to YouTube.
Do you hear that, Chris? Our standards, we were included in that.
I don't know if we were. Like, when he said it, I was like, yeah, we're not part of this conversation, like, we're just here, like... We're like that SpongeBob meme, you know, with like Squidward, where he's like looking through the blinds.
Oh god. Oh boy. Yeah, but I was doing that for a good while. And I think there was a certain point where I wanted to like extend off of like the idea of like making just like Pixel Gun videos to like doing commentary and like playing other video games. And I went from just like a mobile Pixel Gun 3D player to like a mobile gaming YouTuber for like a good while. And
oh wow,
how many views were you getting and like subs and stuff?
I think at the time it was like 300 to 400.
Oh wow, so it's still pretty big. Yeah,
that's bigger than us now, Chris.
Oh boy.
You two need to stop self-deprecating, man.
Oh. I don't hear about yourself. So, yeah. I think that was, yeah, and I was probably getting maybe like around 100, 200 views during that time. And I was just uploading random stuff.
That's not a bad view to sub ratio, to be fair. That's good.
I think I'm seeing it as like the, maybe like before I switched. Maybe that was like what it was like the peak. But I'm pretty sure for a very, very long time, it was at like just around 100, 200, maybe getting like 20 to 30 views. And then like it kind of boomed after I did some like other games.
Jeez. So what'd you move on to with like other mobile games?
Yeah, so I went from just like Pixel Gun to like Terraria.
Minecraft Pocket Edition.
there was this really fun simulation game called like Turbo Dismount, which was really fun.
I know, yeah, I used to play that on my iPod.
Yeah. It's really fun to like play, but I don't think it's that fun to watch.
Moving on to Minecraft, like, let's move on to that. You didn't even fully move away from the phone though, did you, when you moved on to Minecraft? You were editing on your phone for quite a while, I remember.
So that was
Pro, man.
Yeah, I started, it was such a rough, like there were so many hardships I had to go through in order to just keep uploading. Going from Minecraft PE, Pocket Edition, to Java on your computer. I didn't even have like a good computer. It was more of like this like old 2011 laptop that overheated because the fans broke. So whenever it was like summertime and like Skywars was like booming, sometimes I had like really good Skywars clips, like just like grinding mega and just going crazy at it, but like my computer just dies in the middle of it. So I have to like, it like forces me to like play even faster, just like do stuff really fast. Yeah, and then just going through that process, that abomination of a process, I have to like export it to like iTunes and then import it into my phone where I could just like have it saved in my camera roll, and then I have to like edit on my 4S. And it was just and then like
For
everyone that makes excuses about like why they can't be a content creator, why they can't be a YouTuber, you're proving it wrong.
Yeah,
right,
it
here
was so bad. But I loved editing it. Like, it was so fun editing, and it was just so great, like, just to, like, you know, like, add sound effects and just do that and just, you know, imagine, like, uploading just raw footage for, like, a good year or two and then, like, stepping it up and seeing how much you enjoy your content more.
Oh, the difference it makes is phenomenal. Yeah.
I guess that was kind of the push that made me want to keep going, even with this gross process.
Do you look back at that content and think, like, oh, that's really cringy, or do you still look at it and be like, oh, that's actually really good stuff?
I don't think I'd say like cringy. It would be more like I know like what I had to like go through and like what the like the assets I had to use and resources I had to use for it to just look like that.
That's good.
And I'd probably have the mindset to just like, if I had better stuff, then it would probably look way better. It's just I don't have it.
You jumped through so many hoops for that. I bet it felt so good when you built that PC.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Before that gross laptop, I did my brother was kind enough to help me on my YouTube stuff. He helped because he built his computer beforehand. It's not good as mine, but he used his budget during high school and he let me just play on it every once in a while for videos.
That's good.
Fair play. My brother, I played my outro song earlier. I just had it bumping because it's gone forever and I'm quite sad about it, honestly. And I asked my brother if he recognized the song. He said he didn't. He's never watched one of my videos to the end.
Oh my God.
That crushed me, man.
Oh, man.
So, moving off of the whole editing thing, let's move on to going from your phone to probably one of the greatest Minecraft edits I think I've ever seen, to be honest, and the community can speak for it, your 100k montage. How on earth did you find the motivation and energy to make that? Because I can't imagine how long that took.
It's insane, dude.
I legitimately thought,
I wouldn't even know
where legitimately thought that my YouTube was just going to die at like 100k. This is it. This is your moment. After this, you're probably just going to dwindle down and it's going to be over. You're probably not going to do anything else after that. This is it. This is like the magnum opus of your YouTube channel. You're going to have to make it good. That was the mindset I had for that 4 months of me editing that and recording.
Four months.
Like, I have a Google Sheets.
Boys, like, you've seen the video. You know it took 4 months.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
A lot of it was just brainstorming because there was a lot of like plot holes that I wanted to patch up. Editing was a lot easier than I expected. I had to learn After Effects in order to
the tracking stuff.
Yeah, I had to use it and just like for the first time and just like watch tutorials in order to just have the effect that I want.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing you streaming how to figure out After Effects. I popped in for a bit and you were just so confused, but you done it so good, man. Yeah.
When did you start making the video? Was it like before you hit 100k, or was it?
I think by the time I finished I uploaded it, maybe I was at like maybe 125 to 35k.
Oh right.
So I was very late, right? But when I started, I think it was maybe around like April or May, and then I uploaded in August.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's honestly still one of my favorite transitions, and I've done a lot of editing obviously, and I've gotten kind of good at it, but still the one that blows my mind is that one like after the montage finishes and you walk through the portal like into the main lobby.
Yeah.
Dude, oh,
yeah.
That one's so clean.
That took a while.
I can imagine.
I knew it was hard. I had to do for that. I had to use like I have to check my coordinates and like the pitch and the yaw and stuff like that, and just like sync it up. And I had to make sure that like going from like keyframe one to keyframe two, I had to make sure like the blocks were like the same, and like it was just very exact precision. And then I had to just like make it even more precise in post.
Oh, it paid off though, man. It paid off. I can't imagine like the amount of effort in that alone. And I remember because when you did that bit recreating all your videos, you got me and Elate and a couple other people to help you with one of the scenes. And it took us like an hour just to do that one bit. Like, I can't imagine how long it took for the other ones. Oh man.
Technoblade, his part, I had to trick shot to like get it.
Did you cut that?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, wow.
Like, you didn't do the 360 and then cut to, like, a bow shot? You actually did the trick shot?
No, I actually did it.
This man's not a fraud.
It was nice because it was cool because Skeppy and Mega PvP helped me out to use their server. Because replay mod, what I've realized is that I think it allows you to go past, like, 30... I'm pretty sure it's, like, 32, like, chunks at the time for that replay mod update. Like, you could see more of, like, the map versus, if you're on single player, like, there's, like, I don't know. There's just limitations like 16, on single player. Yeah, and as well as, like, me just giving them, like, downloads to a map because I didn't know how to import it into a single player, so I just did it through there. So, yeah, Zach actually helped me, like, with plenty of, like, the montage, which people don't even know.
Oh, big up, Zach.
Yeah, and he was just there, like, watching me and Technoblade trying to, like, just watching me try to kill him, buddy. Just like in the sky.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Speaking like of Zach, though, leads nicely on to the next point.
It does.
Yeah. Nice. How were the 100 burgers, man? How the heck did that come about? What?
Oh, God. That, I ate like, I'll be honest, I ate like two.
You ate two?
That's so disappointing. Yeah, maybe
it was three like the next day. One day old burger, that was the third one. And then I gave like, But I'd probably say I gave around like maybe 60-65% to like just homeless people.
Yeah, I thought that was
family
really good.
Friends stuff like that.
Yeah,
like that video was so good. Like
yeah,
and then after that you still gave them to like homeless people. After that, it was just like it was just a really well thought out video. I thought. Really
yeah, it was.
It's
good,
weird because if you go on the comment section, there's a lot of people who are like, "Oh, I'd give it to the homeless. Why didn't you give them to the homeless?" And you could tell. Since, you know, that clip was, like, at the very end of the video, there was a lot of people you could tell that didn't even watch the whole thing.
Yeah, loads of people just go straight down to the comments. I always find it hilarious. Like, you just uploaded and someone puts nice video. It's like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, thanks, but...
We had a bunch of people like that with the High Podcast. First episode, they were, like, tweeting out on Twitter saying, such a good first episode. And me and Chris were like, it went out, like, 2 minutes ago. It's a 28-minute podcast.
Oh, my God.
We retweeted it anyway, you know.
Yeah, it's either that or people saying burst, like, 20 times.
Oh, no. Yeah. I can't imagine what it's like on, a channel of your side. Like, mine's bad enough, but gee. All right, one of you two can bring in the next point. I think my segues have been... like unparalleled. Those have been pretty clean.
Oh yeah. Harvey brought up Skeppy, and I was like, oh, that leads so perfectly onto the next point. Jump on that.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it?
Because he was still talking, and then you cut him off, and I was like, all right, fair enough.
I thought we could segue we can do, which will be like no one will ever realize it's coming.
What's that?
Okay. All right, James, what's the worst day of the week?
Monday.
Oh, speaking of Mondays, we've got the...
That's great. Damn it. Oh, man.
You have been on MC Mondays, which is obviously, it's blown up. It's been insane recently. It's pretty much brought Minecraft back to this, like, the most popular game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many weeks have you been on now?
I was in week 14, and then they paused it. So, yeah.
Oh, no, you got one chance of getting in. Yeah. Oh, that's unlucky, man. How did week 14 go, though? I didn't sadly get to see that one.
You didn't get to see it? Okay. No. It's funny. So, basically, I joined, and, you know, it was just normal. We joined, there was, like, 10 people, or I guess, like, 10 teams, so that's, like, that's not a lot of people. I think there was, like, maybe 18 people starting in the first game. It's weird because you see
you
like Minecraft.
Story,
when I was with Nestor, yeah. Yes.
Oh,
my God Squad, right?
Literally four years ago. Like, I mean, he's still big now. Don't get me wrong, but like back then, like he was massive. Wasn't
oh
he?
Yeah, I used to fanboy Nestor so hard, and then like like a year or two ago, he followed me on Twitter. I was like, oh, I've made it.
I played Battlefield with Nestor.
I remember. Oh, nice. I was so jealous.
Nice. Oh man,
anyway, my favorite Minecraft YouTuber at the time, and I played Battlefield with him. Nice.
So weird.
Played that one well, mate.
Yeah, so we joined the Spleef game. Weird seeing that there's not a lot of people. Apparently there was like a lot of people going to like they're just like traveling and stuff like that and just busy. But we start the Spleef game, and the first thing that we see is that there's like a bug where I need to explain how the layer works. Mm-hmm. At the top layer, I'm pretty sure it's like it like you know how it does that thing where it decays to like other blocks before it pops off.
Yeah.
Like the ice goes from like just normal ice to
like packed ice, blue ice, something like that.
Oh, packed ice.
I think it's like I forgot. It might be just packed and then just normal and then glass and then it just dies.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's like a bug that they never fixed where it just like turns into water and then you just get these giant waterfalls where people are just like swimming in for like half of the game.
Perfect.
That's quality. Yep. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It was gross.
Please tell me you abused
snowballs.
It.
No, everyone did. It was great. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was round one. I don't remember who won, but I think
wait,
it was
there was
Symphony.
A winner? How the heck did they win that?
Yeah, there were supposed to be like three rounds for the whole like first match.
Oh wow.
I don't know how they won. It was insane. Round two was the downfall of Minecraft Monday, week 14. people realized about like the glitch, so then it went from like maybe a few people from round one to like half of the game like floating and just looking at each other because one could die. And in the midst of that, there was a hacker that breached in and everyone like started getting banned and then just left.
Oh,
and
no.
And then there was that. So that was my experience for Minecraft Monday.
Well, congrats on getting
in. Yeah, I join in and then I come out like banned from the server, and then my IP leaked somewhere.
What?
Like they just have my IP. So that's yeah, and I get to play two scuffed games of Spleef. That's my whole experience of Minecraft.
Oh, no.
There
did you
is.
Get any subs from it at all?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't really check. But no. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess big YouTubers don't check their subs. Yeah, I'm not there like refreshing social play.
Chris,
like,
so,
oh, you can do that
so
anymore.
Salty.
Honestly, mate.
Why did I leave for 3 years?
Oh. No, but it was actually a fun week though, because like the stuff that we did on Hypixel was really fun. Like
yeah,
we
I
made like
that.
A really like, nice party. Like we did, it was really fun.
I tuned in to I think it was your stream actually, little pug. Yeah, I tuned into your stream and you guys weren't playing Minecraft Monday and I was like, are they starting late? What's happening? And then like the chat was going, oh, something got hacked, and I was like, oh god.
That was a nutty party, though.
It instantly goes to the High Podcast Discord. Guys, I've got a story for next podcast.
Oh, boy.
Didn't you end up in a party with, like, Captain Sparkles and, like, James Charles and that?
Yeah, we were playing, like, Blitz and, like, stuff like that. Oh, man. We were just messing around in, like, Ender's Spleef. It was fun. Yeah.
That's so sick. It's so weird with worlds colliding. Well. Yeah. Like, the Hypixel YouTube community has always been, like, its own thing. And now it's, like, so many other people are involved, and it's actually so sick.
Oh, yeah, over this last year, there's so much going on for Hypixel. I'm really grateful to see this, like,
If you went back as little as, like, 2-3 months, you would never believe that, like, all these Hypixel YouTubers would be playing with people like James Charles, like, and Captain Sparkles.
Nestor would be duoing with Ninja, like,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, no, ridiculous. Definitely not. Like, it just, it's, they're completely different communities, and that's really insane to see that.
I'm so happy to see you finally get in, dude, because I've seen you tweeting at Keem every single week. Like, please let me in. Like, the amount of people I've seen tag everything.
Like, even though I, like, tweet about it, like, I don't really care. It's, like, whatever. It's just, like, for, like, the people, I guess, because people really want me to see. They want to see me be in Minecraft Monday, so I'm like, okay, sure, let me just drop another reply. Hey, Keem. And then the response, so...
I think people just wanted to see more Minecraft YouTubers that they recognize.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
I did actually... did you hear about week two, though?
Nah.
Okay, so I actually... week two was... I was just playing some Hypixel Skywars, and I guess Technoblade was stumbling upon, and he messaged me saying that, hey, do you want to be my partner for week two? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, what the heck? And then Keem looked over my channel and he realized I was too good, and then he, like, dropped me and replaced me for Ideal 6 Squid.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, here's the funny part.
And people who think that I'm, like, joking about this or just thinking this is fake, you could actually find a clip of UMG, like, forgetting to change, like, you know how, like, UMG has their own, like, little, commentary, Twitch, like, stream?
Yeah.
So, and they show, like, all the names and, like, here's the roster. They forgot to change my name, so it said Tapple Harv next to Technoblade, and people were like, what? He's gonna be in week two. And then, like, in the middle of it, like, they, like, changed it to iBallistic Squid, and they're like, Oh, man.
Yeah. I feel like kicking people for being, like, too good was the dumbest thing, man. How are you gonna do that in a tournament?
Well, it does make sense, though. It does make sense, because you have
make
people,
sense,
like, but... Ninja and, like, Mr. Beast, who never really plays, like, PvP, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I get that.
I wouldn't, and it's really overpowered considering that, you know, I think Technoblade already established that he's really good at the game. So another good person just makes it really unbalanced, and I think.
But I think the whole approach of pairing a good person with a bad person was the better way, rather than, like, being a couple good people.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I watched the entire Nestor and Ninja episode.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really good, because obviously Ninja's not that great at Minecraft, but Nestor's amazing. So that's a perfect example. But by having, like, one or two, you can't really do that for every team. So yeah, I feel like definitely introducing more people was the good move. So yeah, I really hope it comes back for you anyway, man. I'd love to see you in the next one, because I think I was away when the last one was on. So
they've got a confirmed date, don't they? It's November sometime.
Oh, is it November? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not for a little bit, but yeah, I'm pretty sure Keem said it was coming back in November once they fixed everything. And
I wonder if Minecraft Saturdays is going to be a thing.
Oh, yeah. Minecraft Saturdays is going to be a thing. I think the first one is either this Saturday or next Saturday, going off their Twitter, unless anything's changed. Yeah, man.
Do we actually know who's in it yet? Like, has anyone been announced?
Yes, they have announced. They put out a list.
Announced a list, yeah.
Yeah, so Celestia Vega's going to be in there.
Yeah, Celestia Vega's in it.
God.
Yeah, in the Discord, there's a few people online right now. It's like Bionic, Time Dio, Fruitberries, Jack, Sucks at Life, Machi, Red Vector. There are a few big YouTubers.
Are these leaks?
Honestly. No, these aren't leaks. It's literally the public Discord.
Okay.
I wish it was leaks, I don't have that kind of info.
They also, I'm pretty sure they tweeted out a link of, like, confirmed creators.
Yeah, they've got so many big people, to be fair. Honestly, major props to Noah, for real. Like, he's always been so good at, like, pulling events together.
Yeah, I really appreciate him doing that for the community and stuff.
It's such a good thing, for real. I cannot wait for it. I think it was supposed to already be a thing, but apparently they had a, like, sponsor, who pulled out, which I don't know, the sponsor was gonna give 25k a week in prize money.
Yeah, that was gonna be insane.
Yeah. To think of who that could have been is insane and why they pulled out, but apparently they've now got a new sponsor that matches the same offer. So I wonder who the heck is crazy enough to do that, but for real, it's clear someone out there actually cares about like this kind of stuff.
Next Saturday, they're just going to force us to say, join Honey today.
At the start of every stream, you tune in, everyone's reading the same script.
NordVPN.
Oh, man. Grammarly. Yeah.
Grammarly. Oh, man.
Who doesn't have Honey at this point? That's what I want to know. Like, it's
Chris, they're not paying us to say this. We talk about this when
we could say, I hate Honey. We could just say that right now. I hate Honey, and I wouldn't use it ever.
I'll get Honey if Honey sponsor us.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I think that brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out Harv. Link will be in the description. We got anything else we want to say, guys?
I think that's it. Should I do some plug?
This is where plug. you plug your stuff, man. It's your chance.
Absolutely.
This is plug time, boys. Everyone, if you watch this right now, please
download Honey.
Goodbye. Yeah. Please, my plug time is wasted. Please go to my Minecraft server. I opened it maybe like a week or two ago, even though there's a lot of bugs and it's kind of scuffed. Please join it and have a good time there. It is, the IP is tapple.world. It's tapple.world. Have fun.
I think we're gonna go and play on that now, guys. We're going to go and play on that now. So we'll see you on there. And thanks for watching. See you later. Oh, watching.
Thanks for watching with your ears.
Watching with your ears.
Yeah.